This morning, we have a guest joining us here on our program. Kira Reed is with us this morning. I want to talk a little bit about her journey and an event coming up at the Pizza Ranch, a fundraising event on Monday, April 22nd, where folks can help out the cause there as well. Kira, how are you this morning?
I'm good.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so I am a senior at ACGC this year. I was diagnosed with leukemia when I was 9 years old, so I've had cancer in my life for a long time. I did treatment for 2.5 years, and then in 2017, I was named Girl of the Year through an organization called the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is an organization that funds research, provides patient support, and spreads advocacy. So my job as an honored hero was basically just to encourage people to raise money. So this past year, my grandpa was diagnosed with lymphoma, and he only lasted a few days. He passed away a few days later. And then a few weeks later, my best friend was diagnosed with lymphoma. So in December, I was nominated to be a candidate for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So this year, it's called Visionaries of the Year campaign. So I am in charge of raising the funds to go towards that research.
Wow. Well, that's very good. That's a nice cause to be able to jump in on. That's a lot of lymphoma in your direct circle, Kira. How do you stop from being frustrated or angry? How do you keep moving forward? What drives you?
I would say, honestly, like, being diagnosed with cancer allows me to feel that I can be a big support to people who are also going through it, because I truly understand it. So I just try to put that in my head and say I could be the biggest supporter for them.
At 9 years old, when you were first diagnosed, so did you run into or have interaction with others who were going through treatment as well?
Yeah, I met a lot of people through the hospital, and there is a oncology camp that people can go to. So I've met a lot of people through there.
So were there a lot of children? Were there other young people who were dealing with this at the same time?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Did you find that you were kind of helping each other along the way?
I definitely think so. Oncology camp helped a lot. It's truly a place where kids go to feel like they belong and feel that they relate to others.
Yeah, what's it like going through that as a child? I mean, there's so many things that you want to do. There's so many things you want to experience as a child, yet you've got this issue to deal with, which takes up, obviously, a lot of time and resources.
Yeah. Honestly, it was hard. Like, I got to the point where I had so much bone degeneration from medicine and stuff that I wasn't able to participate in dance and gymnastics and any of that. So I never really got to do things. I kind of just laid around all the time. It's hard when you're young because you don't fully get the understanding of it. Like, you know what's happening, but it's hard to explain to others. So you kind of feel out of place.
Yeah, well, and you never had a chance to experience some of those things. You watch, you know, you can see that your friends and maybe other family members are able to do some things that perhaps you can't do, but, you know, there's a bigger issue. You've got to focus on that, right?
Yep, it's your first priority.
How was your family through all this?
Amazing. My family and my community were so amazing. They continuously were there for me, and my mom took a few months off of work to be able to stay in the hospital with me, and they were awesome.
Yeah. Now, you are a survivor at this point, right?
Yep.
So, right now, as far as you know, all is good.
Yeah. Yep. I just had my appointment my checkup a few months ago, and everything, all my labs were good.
Excellent. Of course, it's always there's always that chance. You know, you always have that in the back of your mind, but you're focusing on other things. You're trying to help other people now at this point. Are there other issues, though? I mean, what you've gone through, will this impact the rest of your life physically, too?
I mean, yeah. So that bone degeneration that I had during treatment, I still feel it. Like, my bones will almost never likely be up to full what they're supposed to be. And then I have some kidney problems, and I had some heart problems for a while, but those are all good now.
So these are all things that are being managed, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Well, we're glad to hear that. Well, you touched on it too. You're running for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Heartland Visionary of the Year. This is a campaign that's done to honor folks who have been through a lot, of course. How did you learn about this?
So I've been introduced to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society for a long time, but earlier this year when I was planning my best friend's benefit to raise money for her treatment and stuff, we were introduced to a girl named Emma Byerline. She works for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society and is like head of the visionaries. So she introduced it to us. And at first I was really scared. It was way out of my comfort zone. But then I decided I needed to take that lead to help others and just decided to go for it.
You know, I could see some people going through what you've been through and saying, you know what, now that I'm a survivor, I don't have to, I just want to, you know, just purge this from my life. I want to move forward and do something different. But you've dedicated yourself very actively to find a cure, to help fund the research and do those kinds of things. Do you have goals set up?
I have a goal of $50,000. I really wanted this campaign to help me continue my story. It is a very hard time to talk about, and it does affect me emotionally. However, I want to be able to use it to make sure that others see the light in it.
Yeah, like we're doing here today and sharing some of that story. Probably not sharing everything, but what you're comfortable sharing here today with folks. But it's important that people hear the message, right?
Yes, it's very important because it is a big thing, and I feel like lots of people just see somebody have it and then are like, oh, that sucks, and don't do much about it.
Yeah, and it sounds like when you talk about this stuff, I mean, there's no way to not talk about some of the nasty, but it sounds like you're trying to focus on the positive.
Yeah. I always say that my journey is a blessing and a curse. It was hard, but I don't believe that I would be the person I am today without it, and it really introduced me to a lot of good things.
You bet. Well, I mentioned up front, Monday, April 22nd, coming up here very soon, you're going to have an event here at the Pizza Ranch in Atlantic, a fundraising event. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so me and my team will be there. We will be at Pizza Ranch starting at 5 o'clock. They will be donating 10% of all their profit to us.
Very good. So you guys will be helping out that night?
Yes, we will be there helping out, helping pick up dishes and stuff.
Nice. So 10% of proceeds, and then, you know, perhaps if anyone wanted to donate a little bit more because it's an important cause, that's always welcome, right?
Yes. We will have table tents set up on each table to tell a little bit more about me and my story, and then it'll have like my QR code and a place to donate on there.
Okay, very good. Boy, this is a story that's important to tell. It's a difficult story to tell. These are always tough to listen to. We'd never want to see young people especially have to go through the hardships that someone like you have been through. But by golly, it sounds like you are willing to help and to share and to be there for others.
Yes, it is my main goal too. Help others through their journeys.
Well, with any luck, we can continue to fund that research and perhaps even find a cure so no one has to go through these types of issues again, especially children, of course, who we never want to see have anything but joy in their lives. Again, that's April 22nd, coming up on Monday from 5 until 8 p.m. at the Pizza Ranch location here in Atlantic. So we appreciate the folks out there being able to step in and help you out with that. And if they'd like to know any more, well, come on out for dinner that night. You can ask all the questions you like, right?
Yes, we will be there to tell our story.
Excellent. Kira Reed has been joining us here this morning, and we wish you well on your continued journey, and best of luck in all the fundraising and the efforts that you're putting forth to help out the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
Thank you. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity.